I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. MySpace used to be the giant of social media online. Not anymore. The company expects to lose 10 to 20% of its staff next month. The former CEO of MySpace offered employees a retention bonus last year if they stayed through July 2010. Once those are paid out, many are expected to jump ship. Every parent worries about teenagers texting while driving, but according to a new report by the Pew Internet and American Life Project, parents are just as likely to drive and text as teenagers are, and more likely to talk on the phone while driving. Of course, those are just the parents and teens who admit to that. Vice President Joe Biden is in Michigan today to break ground for a new plant that will make advanced batteries for electric and hybrid cars. Michigan's governor, Jennifer Granholm, says she wants Michigan to be the battery capital of the nation. It's a nice idea, Michigan getting back on its feet, but what needs to happen for it to work? Anne-Marie Sastry is the CEO and co-founder of SACTI-3, a lithium-ion battery company in Michigan. She's also an engineering professor at the University of Michigan. Anne-Marie, how is a lithium-ion battery different from the diehard that I get at Sears?
Quite a bit different. Lead-acid batteries, which dominate the market in 12-volt systems like your diehard in your car, had their energy densities doubled by when we replaced them with metal hydride batteries. And those metal hydride batteries powered a lot of hybrid electric vehicles. They're in the Prius and the Ford Escape, for example, and just about every other hybrid vehicle on the road today. Lithium batteries have doubled the energy density of those batteries. And how to think about this is sort of doubling the size of your electric gas tank. You can have twice as much range, or you can go along at the same power for twice as long. That's really important because you don't want to run out of electrons on the road.
That's the technology. But when it comes to cars, there's also the matter of economics, the market. Dan Sperling is the director of the Institute of Transportation Studies at the University of California at Davis. He's the author of the book 2 Billion Cars, Driving Towards Sustainability.
Clearly, we're embarked on a revolution here with electric vehicles, and batteries will play a role in all of that. But we have to be clear, there is some hype going on. This is a transition. This is important. This is a revolution, but it's going to take time. These batteries are still expensive. There's still a lot of issues with them. We're not going to see in 5 years an entire new transportation system.
What's the single largest stumbling block to getting to that new transportation system?
Cost, cost, cost. And what's very interesting is the Chinese are making huge amounts of these lithium batteries. Now, they're very cheap, and they're for laptops and other kinds of applications. And their reliability is not so good. The quality is still catching up, but they're really cheap. And so, you know, the question is, what's going to prevail here? You know, these very cheap, lower quality batteries or the higher quality batteries? And for vehicles, it is important to have high quality batteries. So it's going to be a race.
Read more about these batteries at futuretense.publicradio.org. You know, technology is supposed to make our lives easier, and sometimes it actually does. Susan Orlean is a staff writer for The New Yorker, and she has a review of an iPhone app that she has totally fallen for. It's called Siri. She describes it this way.
Part voice recognition, part smart search, which means it searches more logically than just using Google. You talk to Siri in a normal way, you ask it questions, and magically it gives you answers.
Let's hear how it works. Ask it to do something.
Where's the nearest playground? It's thinking. It's asking me, where's the nearest playground? Is that what I mean? Yep. And Siri's looking. Let's see, 13 playgrounds, some of which I've never heard of. And maps and phone numbers. Love it.
So is it a stickler for grammar? Can you say, hey, where's the playground at?
Well, it's fairly liberal with grammar. It is not always perfect with voice recognition. And occasionally, you'll ask it one thing, and it will give you an answer that's so completely wrong.
So instead of the playground, it takes you to the flag mound or the...
Or worse, cocktail lounge.
See, that might come in handy when you have a small child as well.
Exactly. So maybe Siri is reading my mind. It's part smart search, part psychic.
This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.